You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, Gerard Cherry. I'm not happy about it, but we are almost out of time. This show, I feel like we could keep talking until tomorrow. But I got to give you some props right there, Notorious. In the Daily Rundown, driven by Liberty Ford, you highlighted Brian Sanford, who showed up last night with one sack and two quarterback hits. I thought had a very nice accounting of himself in the preseason opener.
Yeah, he's looked, and we've seen it on the practice field, very active guy. And the same thing with Groves. I don't know their talent level speaks to that of athleticism of a previous Mingo or the most talented guys you look around the league. But they certainly get – I mean, players can do that, right? They can enhance themselves so much just by sheer effort, energy, attitude.
Will. Exactly. Absolutely. We got time for one more call. I've appreciated all the barks from the dog pound today. Let's go to Andy in Lakewood. Andy, welcome to CBD.
Thanks, guys. With Brandon Weeden, I think his strength – is the 20 to 30 yard route over the middle. And with the change in how defenses are not allowed to hit the receiver coming over the middle, I think that's really going to help out both receivers as well as Brandon Weeden. And with that 20 to 30 yard route, I mean, the deflections that we had last year, I think, are going to be diminished exponentially. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think, first of all, if that's your bread and butter throw, And I do agree with you that it is in his wheelhouse. It's two things, though. It's executing that throw, but more importantly, it's when he makes that throw a lot better, and we've seen this day in and day out in training camp, when everything is sort of perfect for him.
Right.
I think it still goes back to making the read, the proper read, and doing it quickly, moving his eyes and processing, you know, his decision-making in a way that he doesn't hesitate. When I've seen him have a problem on that route and other routes, it's that little hesitation. And you know what else you see is he kind of widens himself out too. When he's in his zone and he's in his comfort place, and I know this is true with a lot of quarterbacks, but especially for him, it's that more compact release from top to bottom, from helmet to feet. When he starts widening out, I can see the doubt sort of creeping in, and that's when sometimes bad things happen with his throws.
Right, and I'm concerned, going back to last year, and we haven't seen it yet, how does he tack the outside? Because those are the low-percentage throws. He's going to have to increase his success rate with those type of passes, and we didn't see that last year. So, yes, one thing to tack the middle of the football field, but he's going to have to expand his repertoire to be able to do and be effective on the outside.
Sideline's your best friend as a quarterback.
And I thought he made a very good throw on the 21-yard into Josh Gordon, stepped up, a little bit of pressure in the pocket starting to collapse in front of him, and he stepped into it and delivered a great ball. The out's been really his best throw, especially to Greg Little. Those guys can throw that out until they are blue in the face. So, Brandon Weeden, and here's an interesting note. Greg Cassell, whose opinion I trust very much, one of the best film studiers around the NFL today, just on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, just said that he loves the progress he's seen from Brandon Weeden. And to me, that carries a little bit of weight.
And he is a quarterback analyst superb, no doubt about that. Jim Donovan, want to thank him for being part of this, the voice of the Browns, and Tom Withers from the Associated Press. And your calls, strong calls
throughout
the show. So we appreciate having those. I think this was so much fun, guys. We should do this again on Monday.
Yeah, why not? And let's not forget the power of positivity, ladies and gentlemen.
And the power of perspective, so I can calm down, you crazy guys.
That's right.
Hooligans are coming up next. For Nathan and Gerard, Vic Carucci saying enjoy your weekend, be safe, have fun. Talk to you again on Monday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by
Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
I slapped my girl, she caught a fizz. I did that time and spent that bread.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.